Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
hump day.
Good morning. Happy hump day. How you doing, Randy?
What's happening, man? Man, I'm all good over here. Just almost burped in the mic. But
it's okay.
Man,
a little hiccup, we're good.
A hiccup right there, man. But what's happening, man? Yes, it is halfway, almost to the weekend.
God, these weeks, I swear, I know we say it every week, but the football season, man.
Yeah, man, I love the weekends. It's but like it's fast forward. Like, that's just, as soon as you get to it's like, damn, another football weekend gone. But yet, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun this week as you know, we got the obviously the Dogs aren't playing this weekend, but you do have the Falcons going up to Charlotte to take on Carolina in one of those situations where you're like, got a whole lot. You know, one of the most valuable things in the world is husband credit.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's something that most of us husbands, if you know, it's just you want to hang on to it until the right moment. But yet, you do anything damn stupid and you can lose all of it.
It can go
away so fast.
It's one of those things that I think you're saying this, right?
Right.
Like, it's way harder to earn than it is to lose.
Yes. Because, I mean, you can just leave a damn dish towel on the stove or something, or leave your socks, and all that credit that you done did is gone.
Somehow that is equivalent to the 6 hours of manual labor that you did on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
I moved 2 tons of gravel. I did forget to fold that load of laundry.
Yes.
And I am sorry. And I will do it.
Right.
But those aren't equal.
No.
Like one of them, but they are equal.
They are equal. Yeah. 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 According to your wife, they are equal. So that's the thing with the Falcons built up some credit with the fan base and us.
They've got some husband credit.
Don't go up to Charlotte and lose it all.
Don't lose it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been to Charlotte numerous times.
Me too, unfortunately.
And yeah. You for other reasons than me.
And I'm going back.
You know, soon?
No, pretty soon.
Oh, okay. Like this weekend?
Pretty soon. Fun little plan fell through because we're going in December. My brother was going to fly out. I had us passes to sit in the suite. Seahawks are playing the Falcons. All right. Good. Nephew's turning one. Got to be a good uncle.
Yep. Yeah, they didn't like being at a one-year-old birthday party. The only way he's going to enjoy it if he takes a nap.
Right. Hey. He'll never remember it. He won't know one way or the other if I was there or not. My brother, who's 37, would absolutely love to go. But you know what I mean? You got to, you know, husband credit.
Yeah, dog.
Husband credit.
Sometimes it always goes back. It's just Randy how I view things. And I've been married a long time, so obviously it's working. Is she going to divorce me for this?
She wasn't going
to. Yeah.
No, she wasn't. Yeah. And she did the terrible thing of, you know what? Either way, it's up to you.
Yep.
Whatever you want to do.
And
I was like, okay, well, fine.
Don't do that to me.
I know what that
because
means.
I know we go the exact opposite ways. All right. You'd be like, damn. Yeah, we go the exact opposite way.
I got to make it further into it before I start doing that.
Yeah, dog.
Let me get the double digits.
Oh, I mean, look at this weekend. My niece, 21. Haley's turning 2 this year, this weekend. Birthday party's in L.A. Hmm. Oh, baby, we can go. We could fly out after work, and then we can come back Sunday. I don't know, baby. You know why? Because Georgia doesn't have a game. She knows when.
Oh, well, sure.
Samson has a game. How about this? We fly out after the game. Just go. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Do you really need me to be there? Well, I mean, you can go if you want to go. That's all I needed.
I don't.
I don't. But, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about that. The Falcons have accumulated over the first two games, and especially last game. But there was some really good stuff in the first game, too. It's just harder to talk about it because missed the kick and didn't win.
Yep.
They've accumulated some goodwill. And I honestly feel like for the first time since I've covered them, and, you know, it's not forever, but it's about a decade. I don't remember hearing this amount of buzz about anything related to the defense.
No.
I don't ever remember.
It wasn't.
And it doesn't mean that it's going to be doesn't mean they're going to be the best defense in the world. It could all evaporate in the next month.
Yep.
They're going to play better offenses. They're going to play better quarterbacks. Yep. Like, a lot of stuff is still ahead of them to prove what they are. But you just kind of, you know, you read some national stuff, you listen to some national stuff, and the Falcons' defense comes up unprompted in a way that it never has, at least in my experience covering this football team, and especially about the pass rush. Like, nobody's, except for saying they're the worst at it, no one's talked about the Falcons' pass rush at all over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And here we are talking about a young, fun draft class, obviously, but then just a defense that, you know, there's all kinds of, it's so early to be doing like big picture numbers and stuff like that. But there's a lot of early returns on this defense that are really positive and that are getting people to talk about them and look at them in a way that I don't ever remember happening.
Well, I mean, because it's been, you know, because you haven't. I mean, I think that's the thing with it is, and we have fun with the whole credit thing, but you can't go up there and allow Bryce Young to have a day against you. You know, I mean, we talked about his home opener, all the things, they're coming off two hard road losses. And he has not played up to par. We were talking yesterday about Leggett. He's getting the approval. That's usually the sign where they're going to try to feed him, and then he balls. They got a lot of young pass catchers, but their offensive line is banged up. And that should bode well for a team that's coming off of the pressure that they will put on. I understand that, you know, A.J. is going to – well, they haven't officially said anything, right?
No.
Okay.
Probably no official word on A.J.
No official word on him, yeah, or whatever. I do expect Brick to be aggressive again with – Bryce Young as their quarterback, you know, but he's a guy that can, he has great escapability. He's a little dude, but he has that, you know, being able to spit out or drop the shoulder and, you know, create some time for himself. So you're going to have to, you know, be in your rush lanes and all those things. But I just think the aggressiveness that they came out with and the I'm going to kick your ass mentality that their defensive line had, I mean, that's something that is not a game-to-game matchup.
Right.
That's who you are.
Right. That's an attitude.
Yeah, that's who you are. That's what you think of yourself. And so they do got some bona fide butt kickers on this defense. Now, they're young, but at the same time, you see the potential that if they adopt that mentality. It's one thing to talk about the mentality. It's another thing to adopt it. But if you adopt it, it means you got to go do it. And so through 2 weeks, they've done it just once. Obviously, they weren't bad against Baker or Tampa or anything like that, but they just weren't as effective as they were today.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a clear difference, though, right?
Yes.
Like, they were pretty similarly aggressive against Baker. Baker's just better.
Yep.
You know?
He's able to get out of it.
Baker's a better quarterback, smarter, been around longer, and one of the things that he's really good at is you over-pursue, he's going to sneak up in the pocket, and he's going to go get some dirty yards. Like, that's something that Baker's really good at. Or getting the ball out just before you get him on the ground. Like, J.J. McCarthy is he's certainly athletic, right? He's certainly an athletic quarterback who can move a little bit. But he's been a disaster.
Yes.
Like, and he's hurt, and he's going to be out for a little while. Maybe the best thing for him, we'll see. I hope the Falcons' aggressiveness and physicality and all that stuff, that attitude, whether you want to call it an identity, however far you want to go with it through two games, I hope it continues, and I don't doubt that it will. You just know that. We talked about this before the season started when they were talking about that being what they were going to do. Sometimes that's going to bite you in the ass against smarter players.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's also going to work at times too. You're going to be able to come up with those big splash plays, whether it's a strip sack or an interception or something like that. You're probably going to pay for it with some big plays that you allow too against good players. I hope that they can make a lot of other quarterbacks look like J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate they're going to be able to do that against some of the better quarterbacks they play.
Yeah.
Bryce Young's not one of those guys.
No, he's not.
He's fine, but you should be able to make him look – you can give him a hard day.
But I think, yeah, you can give him a hard day, but I think even the most veteran of quarterbacks, you pressure him, you're going to affect him.
Sure.
You know, I think that's just – you know, that's the one thing about, you know, the league is it's about protecting the passer and affecting the passer. I mean, that's just where what games are won and lost. Now, obviously, you can't allow them to get this run game going. If you're the Falcons, by Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle came over from Dallas, if I'm mistaken. And you can't allow them to have that two way to make them a more of a one dimensional type team. But I mean, their backs are against the wall, and that's one of those things where you just don't ever want to lose your momentum to a team backs against the wall, because like Mike Cotty said, they don't have the best of, you know, times up there in Charlotte. We've understood that. but yet you can end that all. And you could take their soul so early. Like this team, and I hate saying it, but this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This team, if you jump on them early, you know, they'll be like, they'll have that mentality just like the past 2 weeks. Oh, here we go again.
Denver. Yeah, I'm interested because last week they were down 27-3.
And fought back.
And then threw the ball a lot, right? It's like they became one-dimensional and actually, I'm talking about the Panthers, that is. They were getting smoked by the Cardinals. They became one-dimensional and actually played better when they did that, right? Yeah. They were just like, all right, no more running the football. Bryce Young's going to hit times because, again, they're down 3 scores in the second half of that game, and they fought their way back into it. They had the ball, and the Cardinals kept committing just atrocious penalty after atrocious penalty. They had the ball moving it down the field before Calais Campbell's 39-year-old self was able to get Bryce Young on the ground and win the game. That somehow they made that game interesting, and that's also the Cardinals, too.
Yes.
Like, the Cardinals are one of those teams that'll have that and then another half like that. I think you're right. I think you can smack them in the mouth early and make them question what is on. But you don't go up to Charlotte and lose all that momentum.
Don't go there tricking.
No,
you're a better team. I saw the line is 5.5.
You have to win the games that you're supposed to win,
especially when they're in this division. Especially when you've already lost a division game. Mm-hmm. You know, you just don't want that. You know, and obviously we're talking about other NFL games. Chargers are in the Chargers. They win this weekend. They could be 3-0 in the AFC West. You know, so you don't want, because we know this, division games are a game and a half. You don't want to be in the situation where you're behind Carolina and Tampa and basically giving, you know, I won't say uphill climb, because you still got to go play. You can still beat Tampa in Tampa, and obviously Carolina has to come here to play the Saints yet.
Right.
And they're awful.
Well, there's always the outlier example. Like last year, the Falcons beat Tampa twice and still didn't win the division.
Yes.
So it can happen.
Yes.
But it goes a long way.
Yes.
It really helps when you're able to win those games. Tampa's good. Like, you know, it wouldn't have surprised me at the beginning of the year if you told me the team split the games that they played.
Right.
You know, Falcons have to win the next one in order for that to be true. Panthers aren't good. They're not particularly good. You should be able to beat them both times. Same thing with the Saints. Which then, if you do that, then you're 5-1 in the division. You probably win the division.
Yeah.
I'll say probably, never know.
We'll leave it at probably. Yeah. How about that? Yeah, we'll leave this thing at a probably, because you, as great as it was to watch them play last week, they just have not played with that kind of consistency. I mean, they never had a game like that, first of all. I'm talking about defensively, about the Falcons. But, okay, they don't get 6 sacks every game, or 6 sacks is like, can you get 4?
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, can you get 4?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't go from 6 to 0 for a team in this banged up offensive line.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that they will. I mean, I think that that's something that we count on. Hopefully, again, I'm hopeful again on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's been a long time, never. We've never been able to talk about the pass rush as a weapon. So I'm hesitant to go too far as to say that it's a weapon yet. I hope that it will be.
You hope so?
Yeah, man. I do. I think you do too.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I think you do too. I got to see it a little bit more. The sack envy is not completely gone. It's curable.
I mean,
it's doing better.
But it's not fully cured.
It's not flaring up currently, but it can flare back up, man. Right. Like, you don't get Bryce Young on the ground on a Sunday. You got symptoms.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.